the Kingston City School on that other thing. If you go on the thing, the never mind, go on there. Under the Google thing where
Thank
I
you for
have my
calling
spacewalk.
Archtop Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Kareem Washington. Do you know how you get to that? Kareem Washington, sorry. This one. You must know because you opened it up. I never opened this.
How can I assist you today?
I'm trying to find out about your services in my area.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions for you. Do you want to know when service would be available in your area?
Yeah, I think it is in my area. I just wanted to check.
What's your service address?
133 Lincoln Street in Kingston, New York.
All right, one moment, please. Let me check on that for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the in-service date for your location. Oh, yeah, service is now available in your area. That's correct.
Okay.
You want to sign up for
now,
service?
How much is it? Like, I want to find out about it because I have Time Warner. All I have is, excuse me, I have Spectrum, but all I have is internet there. So that's all I need. I don't need anything else. I just need internet.
All right, so we do have two plans that are available. We have the 1 gig fiber internet, which is $79.99,
mm-hmm.
and you can get $10 off with auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the 2 gig, that's $99.99, but you can also get the $10 off with the discount. You'd be getting symmetrical speeds for both the upload and download speeds. If you do decide to get the 1 gig, it would be 1,000 megabytes per second download and the same amount for the upload as well. There's no equipment fees, so there's no rental fees. The installation is completely free, and the price is also guaranteed for the 2 years.
Okay. Now, what were you saying about the speed, the 1,000 speed or something you were saying? What is that?
Yeah, so it's how fast the internet display information or upload information
mm-hmm.
to other networks.
Okay, so if I have just cameras over there, is it? I mean, I don't know how much speed is used for certain things.
With our speeds,
mm-hmm.
for the 1,000 megabytes per second download and upload,
mm-hmm.
it's great for persons
mm-hmm.
that do streaming or gaming or have, like, smart home appliances. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would probably be enough for me to 69. That's because all this is running, it's just running internet. It's only a couple things and just, like, ring cameras. That's it.
Yeah, so definitely you can go ahead with the 1 gig.
Okay. All right, and there's no other hidden fees. So if I do the automatic billing for 69, what's the total per month?
What you're seeing is what you're paying. There's no additional fees. The taxes are already included in the price.
Okay. All right. How can I get someone like to find out like how to just run and stuff like that? I want to go with it.
Yeah, so usually what happens if you do sign up for service, what happens,
mm-hmm.
like the day before your installation, a technician would come out to your location to determine the best way to connect your service. So they usually
mm-hmm.
would install a drop cable. That is a cable that connects your home to the fiber network
okay.
at the street. And then
mm-hmm.
on the day of your installation, they'll just connect the modem and the router in your home.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to get started?
Yeah.
All right, no problem. So your location is a home, and you said that you're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet?
Mm-hmm.
You said only the internet, so you're not interested in any landline service?
No, that's it.
Okay. And you said the address is 133 Lincoln Street, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Yeah.
Do you rent or own the property?
I own the property, but at the property, there's an apartment upstairs and there's a garage downstairs, which they're two separate services. You know, like I have a tenant there. That
uh-huh.
would be, but the garage is what I have, and I have cameras over there, so I wanted to have internet.
Oh, okay, so you'd want it at the garage area.
Yeah. Mhm.
Your utility wires, is it through the air or underground?
My utility? you said?
Yeah, like your power cable
Yeah,
going.
they're in the air. They're in the
Okay.
air.
Is your billing address different than your service address?
Yes.
One moment. All right. Go ahead with your billing address.
My billing address is 95 Tammany Street, Tammany.
T as in Tom. Ammany.
Tammany is in Nancy, Y is in Yankee.
Okay. That's in Kingston.
Yep.
Okay, zip code 12401. Okay. Could you spell your first name for me, please?
K A R E E M as in Mary.
Last name?
Washington.
Email address you'd like to add and file?
It again.
Email address you'd like to add and file?
It's my name, Kareem Washington 18 at yahoo.com.
Kareem Washington 18 at yahoo.com and your primary phone number?
845-702-9675.
How may we contact you prior to installation and any future notifications regarding your account, phone, email, or text?
A
Which is
text message
preferred?
fine.
Okay.
Text message.
I'm going to read you a quick disclosure for the text. So at our subscriber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'd be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. And you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates
Okay.
may apply. Is that okay?
Yep.
All right. And you said you'd like to sign up to get the discount for auto pay and paperless billing?
Yeah.
Do you have your checking or savings account with you now?
I have my checking account.
All right. Could you go ahead with the routing number, please?
221-976-227.
Okay, that's Ulster.
Ulster Federal Credit Union.
And go ahead with the account number.
1057-00-00-161-840.
Okay, so 1057-00-00-161-840.
That's correct.
And the name on the account?
Kareem Washington.
And that's a checking account. Do you authorize ACH
Yep.
debit payments?
Yes.
All right. How did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
I've been seeing the guys around, like just seeing the vehicles and stuff, and then I actually got a thing in the mail, one of them little, like a little card.
Oh, okay. All right. And is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property, like any septic tank, buried wires?
Nah, nothing. Nope.
All right. All right, so I'm just going to read you a few disclosures and then we'll set up a date and time for installation, okay?
Okay.
So basically, as I said before, the technician would determine the best way to connect your service. So they will install a cable that connects your home. That usually happens the day before. You do not need to be home for that part of the installation. And
okay.
If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground and they will help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider.
Okay.
The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, You'd get a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. We do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Okay.
All right, so let's get on the calendar. The earliest date we do have for appointments is on
And you're saying appointments as in like when the person
That's when the service would be like the installation would be completed.
Oh, okay.
The earliest that we do have is on the 13th and any day after that except on Sundays.
Oh, we say what day we said it was? The what?
13th of November.
What day is that?
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. You said I have to be there, right?
Someone has to be there.
And what time would it be?
We have a 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. slot and a 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. slot.
3 to 5.
Okay, so November 13th, 3 to 5?
Yeah.
Okay, so your name is Kareem Washington. Your email is K-A-R-E as in echo, E as in echo, M as in Mike, Washington, W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, 18@yahoo.com. Your email, your phone number is 845-702-9675, correct?
Yes.
All right. So now that the installation is scheduled, you'll be getting two emails from Archtop. So the first would be a confirmation of your order, and the other would be an invitation for you to sign into your online account where you'd have the ability to manage your account and pay your bill and
mm-hmm.
review and accept your terms of service. All right?
Okay.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
That's it.
No problem, Kareem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Thank you.